Namaste. My name is Rui Zimmerer. I'm an International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak why women can't sleep with men. And this is very important to know for both. So, women can have, like men, physical issues or psychology problems. If you see, for instance, the low libido that is connected with a menopause or too fat. In this case, is it so in the menopause that the women have a dry vagina and so it's painful, or they have the contraction that's also painful, and then sex doesn't make fun. The next point is difficulty in being aroused. Okay, that is natural for everybody. When women have too many problems, stressed out, under tension, depression, sadness, relationship problems, then for sure sex is difficult for mainly all women. But there exist still women who love to have sex when they have big problems. Next point is aversion of sex. Okay, so the upbringing of the girl where the family was abusing sex, the girl had overtaken the attitude of the family, and when the women have sex, then they have to feel guilty to enjoy sex, and even worse, they can't feel closeness or intimacy to their partner. The other point is every 10 girl is sexually abused through their family, and again, can't love a man. So in both cases, I recommend go to a therapy group or go to a therapist to get rid of that problem. Or do you want to have this burn your whole life? Get rid of it. Face it, get rid of it. It can be solved. No? Then, for sure, then there are asexuality. Some girls have asexuality. They don't feel for sex, they don't have any sex drive. Similar like women who are too fat have very less interest in sex because their weight is pushing the sex drive away. It's laying on the nerves, and so there is no nothing. The next one is inability to reach orgasm. 10% of all women don't reach any orgasm. Okay. What to do? All the problems can be solved. We start with low libido, with a menopause. That is the same for men. Okay. We can take Chinese herbs, and then it will be better. But first, check your female doctor. And then, menopausal problem can be solved through maca, but only the good maca powder from the high altitude. From low altitude, it never works. I have tried it out. It doesn't work. And so I recommend ashwagandha, but it's not good for pregnancy. And I don't know if this is working so good for the menopause. For menopause, it's maca is awesome. It is the best. Otherwise, try out ashwagandha, easier to get, and you don't have this problem to get the right maca powder. Okay, next is 40 or Heishu Wu powder, also from China. Ginseng, everybody know. Ginkgo biloba and wolfberries, both are good for the eyes and they're producing more sex hormones. With these five herbs, your sex will start again. Then we need four herbs more for boosting our immune system and good for the heart. This is the Lingji mushrooms, Astragala, Gotu Kola, and Jirgulan. Okay. My God. But it comes even better. Okay. For dry vagina and to reach easier your climax is a natural sestar oil, very good. It's natural, put it on the vagina, fine. Then to reach any orgasm, they have designed special devices, special stimulating devices. And one, you get not over the desk, only from your doctor. This is the Intoner. And the other is Intensity, what you can buy. And it includes with a G-point, with a clitoris, and inside, yeah, awesome devices, and it's science proof that it will work. It's not such a cheap thing, no? Okay. Then what is working is also for this contraction, the vaginal estrogen, as cream, tablet, or ring. Good for the menopause and so on. And then you relax easier and have more fun. Then instead of the vaginal estrogen, you can use off-label vaginal DEHA. This also works. Then for pain of sex through the contraction, you can use Osphena and then you relax easier. And to increase libido is, as before the menopause, is flibanserin. And now you have everything to make yourself happier and fulfilled. Sex is a part of our life. And we should not reject it. We should enjoy it. Okay. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.